With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, so officially, Keontae Johnson is down to four schools. One of those schools is Memphis. The other schools are like flyover schools, you know? Like, I would never go to either, any of these schools for basketball. Nebraska, Kansas State, West Kentucky. I would never go to any of these schools. Now, West Kentucky, we know, would drop off a bag.
Yeah, that's Rick Stansberry.
Yeah, so we know that. But Memphis will drop off a bag.
Yeah, I mean, we're not above it. It's NIL time.
It is NIL time.
You can just call it NIL.
We all got bags now.
Yeah, everybody's got loaded bags.
It is NIL time in Tennessee, baby.
Let's get the bags out on the
table. It's like football time in Tennessee.
Yeah, it's NIL time, bro. That's my new slogan for Memphis basketball. It's NIL time in Tennessee. We're going to drop it off. I would do it.
It's how you got Kendrick Davis.
That's how you got Kendrick Davis. It's how you it's how you get the majority of these kids now in college basketball, not just Memphis. You don't have to be ashamed of it.
Cash.
You know, it's what speaks, man. If the money talks, right, I'm a walk. So I would drop it off. I don't know what the number is, but, you know, if I have good, you know, reception from his doctors and, you know, him, then Keontae Johnson, if he's healthy and can contribute, I think that puts you on the precipice of a top 25 preseason team. Don't you? I mean, you add a dude like that who averaged.
Man, I got no confidence. I don't have his medicals in front of me. You know, there's no I guess you got to feel good that he's got four schools and he's resuming his career, but there's no promise that the heart inflammation or whatever that was going on, that there's not going to be a recurrence of that. So just this idea he's going to come in and be this stud and not have any more problems, I'm not married to that.
Would you do it?
I mean, obviously Memphis is interested in this point, so. Again, doesn't matter if I would or not.
Well, just
filling out the scholarships at 13.
Right.
That, again, you're going to have the expectation of him coming in here as a starter and, you know, playing 30 something games for you, not having any problems. I'd like to just bank on that. But like I said, you got major health concerns that now become your concerns when you bring him in. That said, yes, when he's out there and healthy, albeit the short time he's been out there, it's looked good.
Really good.
But, again, you invite a whole new set of concerns when you bring him in. That said, Penny's been in there all summer seeing these guys working out, particularly from the shooting standpoint, and then depth when it comes to your bigs. Now, we know that this guy can play a little bit of combo forward for you, but he knows what he's got based on what he's seen this summer. That's what we're not privy to in terms of what this summer looked like in terms of guys hitting shots and whether or not you've got capable bodies inside. I think part of that's adding Jamar Young. You know, you see inside, maybe that rotation isn't nearly as deep as you thought in terms of big guys. You go at, maybe this is, I don't have enough shooting. I got to go get another guy who can knock it down. Right. I'm willing to take him on despite the health concern.
Yeah.
Because I need more shooting in there.
Yeah, no, it's clearly that, you know. I think I started hearing around 2 weeks ago that Penny was sort of getting that itch to add, and this wasn't the name that was thrown at me, but you just kind of like it, and it's not like it's a bad thing. I mean, you see what you have, right? And then you make the assessment. But one thing we know about Penny is that he is probably the least shy of any college basketball coach in the country to add late. You know, like he's never gonna say, "Oh, I'm good where I'm at. I'm set." Penny's never set, ever. Like the roster is never you know, done until it's, you know, tip off really that day. He could add somebody on game day. you know, as a walk-on. And, you know, I would not ever put that past him.
Again, this guy would quite possibly bump someone, a Keyonte Kenny, who's already banking on being a starter based on the way things have played out, based on how long they've now been in the program. You'd be bumping that. Okay, if he's worth it, if he's good enough, that's okay. But what if he's not? Then you just got more bodies stocked up at a position that you're log jammed at already. I guess it's worth the squeeze on this one.
Are you what I hear you saying is that Penny doesn't ever believe in the philosophy you can have enough talent and that to control the room.
I mean, no, I think he's
he believes you can just go over and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's that is certainly the way he's run his program. You know, I mean, you added Imani Bates last year, and you did it under the guise of he can play point guard for me, despite the fact that he's never played point guard ever in his life. You just took the talent. That was a case where it didn't work out. It kind of backfired. But, you know, I think that had as much to do with what you were asking him to be, right, as it is the player himself. You know, with Keyonte, it's pretty clear what he is, what he would be. The risk would just be how are the other guys that came in here under the impression of, I'm going to get this many minutes a game, that many minutes a game. What are they going to say about it? You know, and in the end, like, look, this is a big boy business. Like, it doesn't matter what Keyonte Kenny thinks. It doesn't matter what.
Yeah, but that is so easy to say about it doesn't matter, just get all the talent. Clearly, one of the issues here for Penny Hardaway has been about defining roles, and particularly early on, and putting wrong guys in wrong roles and how guys respond to that guy in role. So I'm saying you get to a point where you realize, you know what, I've got to cut it out and have more defined roles. And you don't do that by constantly adding, and especially in this case, you'd be adding late to a group of guys to, like we said, probably already have some roles carved out. I'm not saying it can't work, but when you constantly do this, we're going to be constantly asking the same question about, well, why is this chemistry thing going? Why? Because no roles have been carved out, or they've changed last minute, whatever else it is. So I would just get back to the point. Penny can add him. It can work. I'm not rooting against it. But my point would be, we're probably still going to be asking the same question when you're constantly working guys in, guys out.
That's true.
Whose role is what?
That's fair.
And so you get to last couple of years.
Right.
Well, they've gotten it turned around at the midway point. One year where they miss.
Yep.
One year where they make. At some point, don't you get that defined and you decide, you know what, we're going to stick with what we've got.
Well, I do think, like, that is the one thing we told ourselves about this upcoming season that was going to be better, right? Because you have everything defined, right? You have your sixth
man. The whole offseason.
You have your point guard. You have your wing scorers. You have your bigs. Now it is starting to get really crowded, and the questions are going to come back. Like, who's doing what? Is Keyonte starting? Both Keyontes, right? Which Keyonte is starting? Both starting. Right. What about Akot? Who's comfortable with what role?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that figured out? Is that, you know, all determined? No. So, you know, you do kind of run into a situation like last year and years before where, okay, you're gonna have to take 10 games, just chalk up 10 games of clumsiness while everything gets figured out and guys get cut out of the rotation.
The reason I say it can work, even though it's still concerning, is because you have the answer at point guard that you haven't had the last few years. And so when you've got all these new faces in different places and you're trying to get those roles figured out, well, at least the one thing you know you can always fall back on while he's good and healthy is the 30 to 35 minutes that Kendrick Davis is going to be out there,
right,
not just as a scorer but as a facilitator. When you didn't have that settled, or when it wasn't up to par or wasn't as good as it should be, right, that could be a something that's adding to the mix in terms of your chemistry mix and not helping. Kendrick Davis can help chemistry, but again, still, you've got to get the roles carved out. I'm sure the group that's in there now is thinking a certain thing about how much they're going to play. Well, that changes you add, Keyonte here.
So, like, this dude averaged, 14
big
points
time player.
1 year, 16 in that third year.
In four games. Before he collapsed.
But, I mean, he's averaging 14,
Big-time player.
31 games averaging 14 points.
Now,
very good.
No, I don't 38% know.
38% three-point in those games.
No, what I don't know with him is that did the health scare and the ensuing year that you had off, did that change who you think, like how you think of yourself as a player, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, are you coming into this like, I just want to play, I just want to do what I need to do, I just want to get on the court any way I can, and I'm willing to accept any role that I have, you know, or are you the 2020, 2021 version of Keontae Johnson before you collapsed, and that's who you expect to be?
I mean, I would imagine that mentally this kid's still got a lot to get through. He has not been out there regularly at any point since he collapsed.
You're exactly right.
So, sure, you can go out there and you can work out, but in terms of mentally, when that pressure's up, that's still something he's got to get through, set aside from the physical aspects of this. So, there's a whole new, like I said, a whole new set of concerns. Brad, he's legit. That's why, again, you bring him in, you figure, like, this guy's going to battle for a starting
he's gonna
job,
start.
And that sets off a chain reaction to that point.
There's more layers to this if a cat like this comes. And I'm not saying they're all bad, but you got to figure that out.
No, it's always a calculation that you have to make as a head coach, especially like because you added this other dude, you know, Jamar Young. Like that to me is like another sort of weird. But I guess if you just want to chalk that up to Kendrick Davis production, that's fine too. You know, I would have done that, and that's kind of how we've been operating anyway. So anyway, it's the latest sort of wrinkle to Memphis basketball. They may end up adding Keontae Johnson. I look at his list; it's a no-brainer. It's obvious to me. I mean, Memphis is just an obvious place. It's the best situation. It's the best brand. I mean, Nebraska basketball, dude, come on. That's brutal.
Again, it's another thing. If those teams are promising you 30 to 35
minutes,
Memphis cannot promise that.
But where would you rather go if you're him? Would you rather?
Of course, the list. You look at it in brands and everything else. Penny Hardaway, what's sexy? Yeah, you pick Memphis. But for him, coming off of it's not even an injury. Coming off of what he did, it's probably going to be, can I go somewhere and be guaranteed a certain amount of time to get back to the guy that I was?
Yeah.
And if you're asking for guarantees, I just don't think that's something that Penny's going to be able to much of.
I see you're not going to let us allot much of the NIL budget on Keontae Johnson, you know, this week.
Empty it out if you want to. What I'm just saying is be careful, you know?
Yep. That's the message of the day. Whether it's Bronny, whether it's Keontae Johnson, just careful.
I say careful because I think with what they've got right now, they're probably – they could stand pat and still be fine, have a good season.
No, I agree.
Does Keontae Johnson 100. Get me now to the Final Four?
He might. I mean, I don't know if it's the Final Four, but he could improve your team if he's, like, anywhere close to that. We don't know that. You know, if he's not, then, what does it hurt? I don't know. I would do it because I remember how good he was, but I definitely think that there is a hefty risk assessment.
Because if he's going to make that much of a difference, I have to think there'd be some other schools involved. Like, you'd have a longer list.
True.
Of other,
true.
If they thought he's a difference, he's a guy that can
Kansas
come in and
State,
put us over
Nebraska,
the top.
West Kentucky.
Right? That's what I'm saying. There would be more involved. That said, Penny is involved, so clearly he thinks he can help. Hopefully they get him in for a visit and you get included.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll ask Rob Doster. Well, that's robbed. Like, you know, but is this one of those deals where it's like, oh my God, here we go again? Like, we're gonna have another situation at Memphis where Penny Hardaway like had it figured out, added a little bit too much, then compromised, the chemistry of the team. Like, that's what you have to be very, very careful about.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.